You're listening to SBS News.
Mandarin has become the most predominant language besides English in Australia's two largest cities, and by a particular wide margin in Melbourne. But new research mapping multilingualism within Sydney has also shown again a vital need for more effort to foster multilingualism among school students. Multilingual Sydney, a city report, released as a book, has found the number of Mandarin speakers in Sydney increased by 71% just in the 5 years from 2011 to 2016. Co-editor Alice Chick, a senior lecturer in educational studies at Sydney's Macquarie University, says the increase stems from the sharp rise in the number of both Chinese international students and migrants.
We are seeing a shift from European languages to non-European languages in the last 10 years and also in the near futures because of the migration history. For example, in the post-war period, we have more migrants coming from Europe, but now we have changed to the skilled migrant schemes and we are seeing more migrants from non-European speaking backgrounds.
In Sydney, Mandarin speakers now make up 4.7% of the city's residents, followed by Arabic at 4%, then Cantonese, Vietnamese and Greek. In Melbourne, just over 4% speak Mandarin, but that is well ahead of Greek at 2.4% and Italian and Vietnamese both at 2.3%. Yet the fastest growing language group in Sydney is the Indian languages. The president of the Federation of Indian Associations New South Wales, Yadu Singh, says he is not surprised.
Migrants intake here in Australia, India has been number one source for quite many years. So a lot of these people come here and they have their mother tongue. Could be Hindi, could be Punjabi, could be Tamil.
Alice Chick says researchers have also found a variety of languages rather than one dominant language regularly exists within suburbs.
I think that's the biggest urban myth. It's like there is actually no ethnic ghettos in Australia because I can't find a street or even a small area that English is not spoken.
Despite the rich mix of languages in the country, researchers say they found languages are not being promoted in Australia's classrooms. Another senior lecturer in educational studies at Macquarie, Dr. Robin Maloney, says Australia is lagging behind every other major English-speaking country in the number of people learning a second language.
We need to connect ourselves to the rest of the world even more strongly than the European outlook of having people right on your border.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.